But thanks to the swift action of Capitol Police and law enforcement, the violence was quelled, the Capitol secured, and we reconvened the Congress the very same day to finish the work of counting electoral votes from every state in the Union. Now, there are those in our party who believe that in my position as presiding officer over the joint session, that I possess the authority to reject or return electoral votes certified by the states. But the Constitution provides the Vice President with no such authority before the joint session of Congress. And the truth is, there's almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And I will always be proud that we did our part on that tragic day to reconvene the Congress and fulfilled our duty under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Now, I understand the disappointment many feel about the last election. I can relate. I was on the ballot. But you know, there's more at stake than our party and our political fortunes in this moment. If we lose faith in the Constitution, we won't just lose elections. We'll lose our country. So now, more than ever, America needs the Republican Party to be the party of the Constitution of the United States. We've all been through a lot over the last year, a global pandemic, social unrest.